The former rebels, or new forces, who are part of the Government of Reconciliation in Ivory Coast, have confirmed they will contest appointment to the key ministerial posts of defence and security. The dispute threatens the Ivory Coast reconciliation process. The new forces say that the appointments announced late Friday were made unilaterally by President Laurent Gbagbo, which they say goes against the terms of the Marcoussis peace accord signed in France in January. The new forces is a combination of three separate rebel groups who took up arms against the government of President Gbagbo last September. Under a peace deal brokered by France, the former rebels were brought into the government to begin a process of reconciliation, scheduled to lead to elections in 2005. The new forces Saturday reiterated their demand that the appointments to the strategic posts of defence and security must be made by consensus. Only then, they say, will their forces begin a programme of disarmament. Rebel groups continue to control the north of Ivory Coast, splitting the country in two. Reunification cannot take place until a disarmament programme is agreed. Reni Amani was named Friday as the Minister for Defence, and Martin Blau was given the portfolio for security. Both men were billed as neutral choices, as they are not affiliated to any political party. Mr. Amani was the long-time leader of the Office for the Stabilisation of Cocoa, Ivory Coast's number one export, while Mr. Blau is the president for the Ivorian League for Human Rights. Sarah Simpson for VOA News, Abidjan.